Siren Radio.
It's the patience that opens up a whole new exciting world, especially when you're actually thinking about Siren Radio. Isn't that right, Katie Dorr?
It is indeed.
Marvellous. Okay, so Anna is somewhere in London, somewhere in a bus stop, I believe somewhere around Isleworth. Is that right, Anna?
It's actually Witten, believe it or not. The Admiral Nelson area, where there's a pub that's quite well known, apparently. But I'm trying to get to Witten, so it's all a challenge because I have no idea which direction I'm going in or anything. It's an absolute blast.
Amazing. I'm not sure whether this is just myself, but am I hallucinating? Am I seeing? Am I hearing something? There's a click in the studio that's kind of clicking in some sort of strange, bizarre way. It's stopped now. No, it's back again. Oh, well, never mind. That's all right. Don't let it disturb your oral listening pleasure, dear listener. It's just part and parcel of the rich tapestry. And if it is a time bomb that's been left, well, clearly we'll all go out with a bang. It's just the way forward. So happy trails from that point of view. Anna, speaking about going out, you seem to be perpetually, since moving from Jersey to London, checking out gravestones, graves and cemeteries. And your latest post an hour ago, in fact, 1 hour ago, was that you have found W.K.L. Dixon's grave. Please explain. W.K.L. Dixon.
Where do I start? William Kennedy Laurie Dixon was born in France, and he became a co-partner with Edison for moving pictures. The Lambeth Workhouse has been turned into a kind of museum, and one of the people that helped curate the material in there asked me to find out about his life in Jersey, which was brief. It was like 4 years of his life with his wife and stepson. But he then moved to Montpellier Row in Twickenham and eventually died in Twickenham in about 1935, I think it was. His wife died 3 years later, and I believe his stepson died in the war. So it's all a bit, it's our story. But his grave is so modest for someone who worked with Edison. And if you go on YouTube, Henry Kennedy Laurie Dixon's quite a character. He spent time in the USA working with Edison on moving film and invented with Edison the kinetoscope, which is what's demonstrated on YouTube. It's moving pictures and sound, which is quite phenomenal, really, early moving pictures and sound.
So actually,
yeah, that's the lesson of the day.
Yeah, without W.K. Dixon, effectively, no film, no sort of wonderment. And there we are. You can see his grave as he spins the thing around, which works so well on radio. W.K.L. Dixon's grave. It's like a whole new world. You must excuse me, actually, Anna. I will confess that during the majority of that wonderful little mini lecture, I spent most of the time actually trying to identify what is making a sound a bit like a Geiger counter somewhere around the whole thing. I don't think I've become radioactive, but... But you know, you never can quite tell, really.
What's that click?
What is indeed that particular click? It seems to be a whole new activity we can actually work through. We'll be talking about a competition that Chris Clarkson has actually launched for us in the very near future, which is well worth going to. Hannah's got details about that. Hannah, have you got anything you'd like to say to Anna?
I mean, many times I get called Anna by accident.
Of course.
Basically the same name.
with of course, the line that both spell exactly the same either way.
Yeah. We get the magical names.
You have that magical name, exactly. It's almost as though the whole movie Arrival was written just for you. Both. Hannah. Anyway, Hannah, any questions?
Well, obviously, I haven't spoken to you since your move to London, as I have not been on Siren so recently because of assignments. Yeah. So I'm just saying, how has it been? And I guess, what's your favourite thing about London, maybe?
Well, it's a bit of a culture shock, really, because Jersey, if you get on the wrong bus, you just turn back one stop and you're back to where you were. Whereas here, my son ended up going from Kingston to Chessington World of Adventures instead of actually making it back into London. Worse, he got an Uber back from Chessington World of Adventure at 4 o'clock in the morning that dropped him off at Garrick Close, somewhere in London, central London, rather than Carrick Close in Isleworth. So it's a bit of a learning curve, that's to say the least.
It's part of
you can get lost in England. You can get lost in a graveyard. That's how bad it gets.
I mean, this fondness you're exhibiting for graveyards, Anna, is it a case of you looking to book an early spot, or you know, something completely different on the whole thing? Well, I know it's fair to say, you know, we never know when your time to check out on the oxygen habit is going to come up, you know, when it's time to check into the Wooden Waldorf, etc., etc. So, you know, you want to sort of sound that whole thing through, but I'm just fascinated because I didn't see that many graveyard pictures from Jersey when you were actually around. Since moving to London, it's been graveyard after graveyard almost, apart from Kew Gardens, of course.
Yes, well, Kew Gardens is something else, and I do recommend anyone who's going in there to pre-book going into Kew, because there's a snaky queue that consists of about 50 people when you get there. It might have been a bank holiday Monday thing, but to be quite honest, I've been told it's like that since they've opened the Temperate House after 5 years of a revamp. So book online, book in advance, and avoid the blasted queue.
The wonderful sort of thoughts there. Always pre-book if you're looking to go to Kew Gardens. Okay, Anna, do you want to have the French entry into Eurovision played for you now, or would you like to have something completely random taken from another whole country entirely? I was gutted with the fact that Switzerland went out last night.
No, I'll have a go at the French one, because to be quite honest, they come up with some reasonable ones, don't they? Yes, I like France.
Well, and so does President Trump. So all's wood with the world. It's a special relationship. It's wonderful. Well, maybe not so special now they've had a little disagreement over the Iran situation. Okay, well, Anna, would you like to stay with us and maybe through the medium of the telephone, which is going to have this Eurovision awesome then sent down the line to you by Madame Monsieur, possibly translate this meaning, which I believe is targeted at us all in terms of our views vis-a-vis migrants across the world and refugees.
Je suis née ce matin, je m'appelle Merci. Au milieu de la mer, entre deux pays, Merci. C'était un long chemin et maman l'a pris. Elle m'avait dans la peau 8 mois et demi, oh oui, 8 mois et demi. On a quitté la maison, c'était la guerre. Sûr qu'elle avait raison, y avait rien à perdre. Oh non, excepté la vie. Je suis née ce matin, je m'appelle Merci. On m'a tendu la main et je suis en vie.
Thank you.
that side, Bert, it's not as positive with the various wage makers as Cyprus's entry, or indeed Israel's, which we'll hear later on. But what did you make of that one, Anna?
I think it's absolutely brilliant. I think it's a well-chosen one, because obviously it's a very poignant issue, immigration and France's reputation for creating émigrés. They got rid of their Huguenots and they got rid of their royalists. So they created quite a load of refugees themselves. But the song is actually quite sweet. Yeah,
well,
I think I would give them 12 points, to be honest.
12 points from Anna. 12 points from our Jersey, now resident in Isleworth routine. Hannah, does that float your boat, France's entry into Eurovision this year?
Yes, I mean, I enjoyed listening to it. And then we've just looked up the lyrics to actually understand. Mm. Although I understand would put one bit from my primary school French with Je m'appelle. I was like, that's my name.
Cool. Exactly.
Yeah,
I
felt proud of myself slightly for understanding a small part of it.
Nice. Katie is somebody who's tried to avoid Eurovision for the majority of her life on the planet Earth, despite Caroline Frost writing this week's edition of the Radio Times. It's not just a camp singing contest. If you want to understand Europe's politics, you need to watch Eurovision.
They're actually, the lyrics are actually really poignant. Mm. Really poignant, so, yeah.
Well, that's thumbs up from that perspective. I was saddened that Switzerland's entry by Zibs, Z-I-B-B-Z, Z-I-B-B-Z, didn't get through the semi-final. Brother and sister team, I thought Stones was going to work for the whole thing. No, collapsed completely. I'm going to play it in any case, this round two, the joys of William Coles in Edinburgh. I'm sure he'll have lots of Eurovision things to share with us. Meanwhile, Hannah, let's see if you can remember those last two questions, which whenever you graduate, however chronologically gifted you become, 20, 30 years from now, hopefully they'll be embedded and rooted in your memories.
I will dream about them.
Oh,
yeah, I'll ask people that in my dreams.
Listen, it's one of the ways Anna came back to us after a gap of 20 odd years before when she said, through the medium of social media, said, am I the same person who used to do radio shows in Dulwich? And yes, I was. And indeed, it was marvellous. So, off you go, Hannah, please. Those two questions are...
Anna, have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this afternoon or evening?
I have indeed. That's very kind, thank you.
And will you be joining us again next week?
I would love to. Mm. Yes, thank you.
Has the bus arrived yet? Has the bus arrived? Any sign of the bus, or have you missed it?
No, they're coming every 2 minutes, so it's fine. I'm sitting comfortably, don't worry.
Would that we could say the same about local transport in other parts of the country. I didn't mention Lincoln. It's just a thought. It's public transport.
Of course.
Wild joker on a gold throne. Blood diamond summer home. Wrong people with the right to know. And I can do anything about it. All saying that life's hard. We're so afraid we fire away. What's a life worth? We're so afraid repeat the mistake. It all sends up the father, make us fall, and I can't do anything about it. We so afraid we fire away just to come. Thank you.
right that the video was full of fairly aggressive behaviour, but they were a brother and sister, soulmates, as they actually said, and it was a fantastic performance. Zibs was the name of the group, and so on. Didn't get through the semi-finals last night. I know, William Coles, you would have been gutted that Switzerland are not in the final of the 2018 Portugal Eurovision Song Contest finals.
Yeah, gutted, obviously. Yeah. I'm afraid to say I didn't even know it was on. I didn't. Is Lincoln a sort of hub of the Eurovision?
It's not Lincoln. Eurovision is the canary in the political coal mine. Not my words, the words of Caroline Frost. Essentially, and as a political correspondent, William, now take away your romantic writer. You know, if you weren't one of the many who believe the Eurovision Song Contest to be just some sort of camp blimp on the cultural calendar, think again. Don't be fooled by Russia sending a group of grannies to the 2012 contest. They weren't just there for your entertainment. Even the babushki had a message.
Right, okay.
It's critical to the whole sort of sequence that we've got here, which is why we're having a little Eurovision special here, not just to welcome Hannah Brown back to the studios and, of course, Katie Dorr, because this is the classic line. Do you have any Eurovision memories? Will the Coles family household be sitting down for a Eurovision party?
No, we will not be. My memories are, first of all, of ABBA in, I think, 73 with Waterloo.
And I was eight, I have to correct you
there. I was age nine. That was a good one.
ABBA was 74. ABBA was 1974.
Right. Okay,
in 1973, okay. It was, of course, Brotherhood of Man with Save Your Kisses for Me, with the nowadays questionable final lyric, Even Though You're Only Three. At the time, it was seen as quite charming. These days, I wouldn't want to even try to get away with that. Again, another sort of
lyric.
Just a thought from that.
Right. And my other Eurovision highlight was, of course, seeing Conchita a year or two ago with her fantastical beard. Yes, it was strange.
Let's give her a full title, or Conchita Wurst, as in sausage. She was Austria's entry into the time. Well, if you're looking for wackiness, I mean, I was going to offer you the line of commenting on the fun scenario that would be the Spanish entry this year. Yes, I know. Spain don't have to qualify, you see. They're one of the big five. The big five, Hannah, are, of course...
UK.
Yes.
Germany.
Yes.
Spain.
Yes.
How many have I said?
Three. Two more to go. France and Italy.
France.
They don't have to qualify because they're part of the... They put more money in than everybody else.
I know that was why.
They put so much money in, they don't have to go through this semi-final.
That's why we're getting, because we always suck.
long may it continue. We won't be getting new point this year.
I thought it was just about the musical quality.
No.
Well, it is, of course, Katie. And you should clutch and cherish that belief, because that's why Australia and Israel are both taking part actively in the Eurovision Song Contest. And are you ready, William Coles, in Edinburgh, to listen to Netta, who actually makes lots of chicken songs throughout the whole... I'm warning you, dear listener, this is a chicken song heavy tune. It's called Toy. It launched yesterday being the undoubted favourite to go right to the top and actually win Eurovision. It easily sailed through the semi-finals. It's threatened with a bit of a challenge from Cyprus, but it is genuinely sort of all set and ready to go. Katie, are you ready for Toy with Netta?
Okie dokie.
Hannah, are you ready for Toy with Netta?
I'm bracing myself.
William, are you ready for Toy with Netta?
Bring it on.
I like that. I like the cut of your jib. Bring it on. And why not indeed?
Look at me, I'm a beautiful creature. I don't care about your modern time preacher. Welcome, boys, too much noise, I will teach ya. Pum, pum, po. Prum, pum, po. Hey, I think you forgot that I play. My teddy bear's running away. The Barbie got something to say. Hey. My summer says leave me alone. I'm taking my Pikachu home. You're stupid just like her smart. Divine and he's about to regret. He's a buck up nothing but buck buck by a buck up nothing but buck. I'll take you down now, make you watch for. Answer with my dolls on the
divine and he's about to regret. He's a buck up and
a lot of fire around actually throughout the Lisbon experience last night. Maybe it's because they have four female presenters and they do a heck of a better job than any of the male presenters, it has to be said. It was only marred, I felt, by the Scott Mills and his chum from BBC Radio 1 who had to sort of insist on doing their kind of half-comedy routines. And just, Scott, grow up. You didn't win Strictly Come Dancing. Just deal with it, you know? It's a way forward. Anyway, don't let my biases show on air. As you know, William, it's the confession time, and this week, huge confession. Yes, I have, over the years, suddenly gone 180 degrees on Eurovision, and from thinking, it's bing-bam, bing-a-bong, bing-bong, bing, or la-la-la, la-la-la, which is how Spain won back in the 1960s with a song called La-La-La. Suddenly, I've embraced my inner Eurovision nation. You know, maybe it's Brexit had something to do with it. Maybe I realise what we could lose.
You never know, Alex. You might even embrace the World Cup in a month's time.
Oh no,
is that possible?
That has been there with a long. That's always been there. I'm afraid, you know, ever since the days. No, I won't even go that far back because Hannah would actually sort of be going through a kind of Bill and Ted time machine. Yes, there is going to be another sequel. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure will finally, after a gap of two decades, be coming back to the screen. But you won't even. Aware of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, were you?
Is that the one with the telephone box?
The telephone box?
Yeah. Yep. No, I've seen stuff
Keanu
on... I haven't
Reeves.
Seen it, but I've seen it on the internet being referenced.
Most excellent. Most excellent. But we're digressing. William, what did you make of Israel's entry, Toy?
I'm not your toy. I like my favourite lyric, which they repeat about four or five times, is Rum-Pum-Po.
Nice. Yeah. As I say, it's what Benjamin Netanyahu would be proud of in terms of representing the great country of Israel across the globe. As we said, the great paradox of Eurovision is that, in theory, overt political statements in song are banned by the European Broadcasting Union's Orwellian-sounding reference group, as Georgia discovered in 2009 when their catchy disco ditty came under fire because the lyrics, "We don't want to put in," sounded a bit like, "We don't want to put in, we don't want to put in, we don't want to put in."
All right, okay.
So it goes. William, it's been awesome as ever. We had 12 points for France from Anna Lewis. What would the Kohlsmeister from Edinburgh go for Toy? Do you think it's a likely winner?
I would be staggered if he won.
Right. Okay. So those last two questions for William are what, Katie?
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Not only interesting, but also informative. I don't think I will hear a song like that again.
We will play the winner next week. And also, the line, watch the videos of the whole artist. You get a whole routine. And then on the night itself, I tend to go old school. I listen to it on the radio. So it's just the purity of the audio experience there. None of this other sort of listen to it on the radio. We'll find out what Hannah's going to be doing in a few moments. We've got Zee Kreisky from Poland actually coming up in a few moments. So we'll be obviously giving her a chance to run the Polish line past him in a few moments. Final question for William, Katie, is...
Will you be joining us again soon?
Just as soon as the gaffer asked me.
Miklós Józef, another winner yesterday, sailed through the semi-finals, one of the 10 songs selected by the various juries to actually go through to the whole system there. Lie to Me is their particular song. Lots of boom, boom, bing, bang, bang, and indeed you might almost say hot pants or indeed knapsacks and lots of other wiggling of male bottoms on this particular one. So I don't overexcite the people there, but this is Miklos Joseph to take you out to the next line, William. Lie to Me, the Czech Republic's entry into the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest.
Thank you.
She a good girl at home, but her skirt goes up like Marilyn Monroe's. Papa likes the drama, mama harder than lava. She rockin' high heels, sprout a hot face like Madonna. By the way she moved, got me making a puddle. Baby, I already knew you would be nothing but a trouble. Damn it, everybody knows she never loved for real. Honey bunny up all night when I be up on those screen. I know you got Papa the button is with bamboo. When you were still seeing me, well, he didn't even know me. But goddamn it, count to three. Now sit down, GGY, I'm on fire. So come and lie to me. Lie to me, oh baby, come a little closer. Lie to me, oh baby, lean upon my shoulder. Lie to me, get down on my body, love me like it was always meant to be. Now you love somebody new, I always knew. So come and give it to me. She dropped it like it's daughter. Now without a second thought, she got me doing what I'm not. And it go heavy. Mom, I'm feeling home already. But steady, plenty of these beauties one ain't fast to fit. And she got one of my friends. She got him dripping on wood. I know it hurts so bad, but it feels so good. It's sweet talking me now, baby. I don't give a damn. You should have thought about me back when I was in them. I know you got Papa the button is with bamboo. When you were still seeing me, well, he didn't even know. But goddamn it, count to three. Now sit down, GGY, I'm on fire. So come and lie to me. Lie to me, oh baby, come a little closer. Lie to me, oh baby, lean upon my shoulder. Lie to me, get down on my body, love me like it was always meant to be. Now you love somebody new, I always knew. So come and give it to me. You know I like it. You look so good. Set my camel in the mood. When you lie, lie, lie. When you lie, lie, lie to me. Lie to me, oh baby, come a little closer. Lie to me. Lie to me, oh baby, lean upon my shoulder. Lie to me. Get down on my body, love me like it was always meant to be. Now you love somebody new, I always knew. So come and give it to me.
See, that would have helped the Velvet Revolution back in the day. Miklos Joseph and Lie to Me from Eurovision 2018. All aboard! There we are. I've said the catchphrase, all aboard. We now turn to a gentleman who was so awesome when he made his debut on the production a few weeks ago that we thought, when he gets his next single out, we're going to bring him back because he's just tremendous in every sense of the word. It's Zee Kreisky. How are you, Zee?
Hi there. Yeah, I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Marvellous. And of course, Zee, you're fluent in Polish as well as English, so it works together in so many ways. And you do have a Eurovision connection, I believe, because, you know, we talked about, oh, you're going to Eurovision, you're not going to Eurovision. Share with us, what's your Euro connection?
I entered for the Eurovision for the Polish selection.
Yes.
With Smile. But unfortunately, I didn't get chosen, so... But I'm actually working on my new song for next year, so we'll see what happens.
This is good. Well, we will give you the chance to actually comment on this year's Polish entry in a few moments.
Right.
But we want to actually feature, obviously, for a moment, put the spotlight totally on your latest release, which is called Scream! Scary. It's all sorts of ways there. Very excited. Hannah, are you excited to listen to Scream!
Yeah, I think it'll be the first time I'll have heard it on the radio, actually, this time.
And what better way, Z, than to listen to this down the telephone line? It's just awesome, you know?
There's no better way to listen to music.
I think it's a whole new form. In fact, I do hope that the Eurovision Song Contest judges actually listen to all the songs to a telephone line. Because I think that adds a different flavour to the whole system. You know, forget all the darts, you know. Have you got anything you want to say about Scream before we run through another 3 minutes of absolute magical awesomeness?
Not really. This is kind of more to the rock side of the songs that I do, because obviously there's quite a lot of different songs on the new album, from dance songs to pop songs to country, and this one's more sort of rocky, more from my roots, I would say.
Well, Z, we're ready for it. Katie, are you ready for Scream?
I am indeed.
Yes.
Then let's go. I think that deserves a round of applause. Yay! Just Give Us a Chance, Be Someone, There Just Begun. I'm reading the wonderful words that are actually pouring out through the video as we speak. It's amazing. It's just sparkling down stuff. Hannah, what did you make of Scream?
I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I thought it was really good.
So would you have that as part of your Eurovision party entertainment? Because, I mean, obviously there is that time, and I knew you were having a Eurovision party on Saturday, I believe. So is that scheduled to...
Yes, it's a small one.
Small, but perfectly formed.
Me and my boyfriend are planning to get pizza and some drinks and have a mini party.
What better way to offset the sugary, sweet saccharineness of some of the Eurovision, not all the Eurovision entries, than actually so we're going to be downloading some Zkreski. And having a Scream.
Could be our interlude music.
Exactly.
Like some actual
soundtrack for the whole sort of Saturday evening. Mm. Katie, I'm sure your rats will go a bundle for Scream.
They would enjoy it, but I really enjoyed it as well. I really, there were sort of notes of Rush in there. I sort of, some things that reminded me of Rush and some things that reminded me of some sort of California groups like Black Lab and things, but in a really good kind of, not heard a mix like that before. I really liked it.
Well done, Zee. We knew you'd actually be a winner from that point of view. But your task has not finished yet on the programme, because clearly we're not sure actually whether Poland will get through the semi-finals. I mean, let's be honest. The second semi-final is Thursday evening. anything could actually happen. I'm still quite gutted that Switzerland didn't manage to progress in terms of that, which is just a little bit sort of disappointing from that point of view. And indeed, I was also surprised that Belgium didn't make it, because I thought Belgium had a chance this year, even though the lady herself said, you know, well, actually, she didn't say anything. She was very positive, but it was heart-rending, the routine. Z, are you ready for Grummy and Light Me Up, Poland's entry
yes.
into this year's Eurovision Song Contest? And we'll be asking your good self to give a full critical review of this. Do you know anything about Grummy?
I don't know much about him, no, but I have heard the song a billion times, obviously, because it was, as soon as it came out, when they listed the entries, it was a very, very sort of popular choice. So I have heard it quite a few times.
In theory, then, we would hopefully see it get through the semi-finals and be a contender on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think it's going to get through, to be honest, because it's quite modern sounding. So,
okay.
Well,
let's see what Hannah and Katie make of Grummy and Light Me Up.
A part of me is feeling weak. I took a chance, but now it feels so hard to breathe. A leap of faith now haunting me. What happened to the words? It's always you and me. I wanna feel alive when I'm running through. So help me to ignite the spark I feel inside. So help me now.
To go. Could be a risky end lyric to go on that particular pass bat, but Hannah, what did you make of Grummy?
I quite liked it. It's a nice upbeat song. Mm. I felt that last year there was lots of ballads sort of thing. I enjoy a good ballad, but I do like the upbeat songs a bit more. It's a bit more of a party.
Katie?
Definitely a party song, isn't it? Sort of feel myself wanting to jump around and, yeah.
Start partying. We should have had a dance.
Feel free. I mean, we haven't got the cameras on, but feel free to work through that. Z, what did you make? I mean, obviously, it's not a patch on any Z Kreisky songs, which could be clearly putting it together with that, but, you know, would you sort of say, yeah, what the hey? It stands a chance. Or would you say, I don't know?
I actually like it. I mean, I think that song really grows on you. You know, the first time I heard it, I wasn't you know, too amazed by it. I thought it was really good production and really modern sounding. But, you know, after you hear it a few times, it's really quite catchy. And I think it's got a really good chance. I really do. Yeah, it's a good song. It's a really good song. So.
I have to say, I am impressed with the overall quality and range. I was even impressed with the fact that one of the four female co-presenters, it's Kenzie Bly from NCIS Los Angeles. They've got Daniela Urrua, who's actually co-hosting the actual piece itself. Well, you know,
all right.
These American actors have to do something given their presidential situation. But it's awesome, you know, to see.
I'm even more gutted now that I didn't get through.
Never mind. See, it will. You know, there's always next year, wherever that happens to be. Who knows? Poland could win it. It could be in Poland. You know. In case people are worried about Australia winning it, I don't know why, but they're usually top four, top five. If Australia were to win the Eurovision Song Contest, they would have to nominate a country in Europe where it would actually be held. So the likelihood of, because clearly the big six, actually, because of the five major countries, also the sixth country that gets a free pass right into the finals is the country that actually wins it and therefore hosts it the following year. But let's face it, Portugal, Eurovision Song Contest in Lisbon, without the Portuguese entry would not be appropriate at all. So great stuff there. Z, how can people get hold of your awesome music online and through social media as well? What's the best route to stay in touch? I mean, we've just found Z Kreisky by simply typing the thing into a search engine and whoosh, there it is, like some magical apparition. Words and music come together.
Yep, I'm on Facebook and there's a YouTube channel and things like that. And then all the tracks, they're on iTunes and all the other, you know, Google stores and things like that. So, I'm pretty easy to find. There's not many Z Kreiskys out there. So.
But the ones that are the one that is the all-important Midweek Drive Z Kreisky, and it's been a delight to share some time with you once again. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme this evening, Z?
Great, thank you very much.
So I take it you'll be back again in the very near future?
Hopefully, yep. Absolutely. Hopefully my next single.
now, looking in terms of the next Eurovision Song Contest track that we're featuring, Rasmussen is again in the semi-finals tomorrow. Rasmussen, Danish entry, all about a Viking king who basically has to deal with a rebellious Viking who doesn't want to go to war for him. So this is all about higher ground. It's very moody. It's very me. I'm going to sort of roll this as a possibility out there. We've still to actually feature Storm with Suri. Any thoughts on Suri, by the way, Z? Do you think Suri is an outside bet, or is it a case of it's the United Kingdom? We're never going to get more than 2 points from Ireland. You know, it's inevitable. Four, if we're really lucky. So we'll probably finish, I don't know, 12th or 14th. No,
I think we were always going to find it difficult.
Yeah, so. The glory days of Bucks Fizz and Katrina and the Waves, and indeed the whole sort of essence of Brotherhood of Man, sadly have long since gone. Yes, Katie?
Yeah.
Why does what Ireland give us in the vote matter so much? I'm confused. I'm a Eurovision...
I think it's because they're so close to us. Often with the countries, they often vote highly for the ones that are their neighbours. Mm. And so Ireland's our chance.
Yeah, and they don't.
Even if we think they'd like the music.
We might give them 12, you know. Yeah. We'll have the judges saying, 12 points for Ireland, you know, and the results of the English, of the UK GAA 12, come back 2. You know?
Yeah, they may throw us a 4.
Exactly. Anyway, we will be featuring Ireland in the second part of the production. I think we will go with Rasmussen. There was a possibility of going down the line of Bones in Bulgaria, which is Equinox, of course. There's Jessica Morboy, who has performed with Beyonce. She's Australia's entry with We Got Love. But no, I think we'll go with Rasmussen and Higher Ground. Zoe, take care. We'll speak again very soon.
Cheers. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Take care, guys.
Ships in the making, bound for a distant shore, world for the taking, men gone forevermore, boarding and setting sail, yet victory won't.
very dramatic, and the man's got a beard to actually match that dramatic sort of line. That's Rasmussen. What about it, Katie? I mean, your thoughts on Rasmussen? Will it kind of go down well with the rodent family of the Doors?
They like Stompy kind of. Bolshy kind of
sorry, stumpy, bolshy,
stumpy, bolshy
Denmark,
music.
Danish people.
I think they would kind of quite like Danish people and the Danish music.
And Hannah?
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those songs that maybe sounds like really amazing in the room with the power, and you can't quite get that across. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I do feel like it's one of those ones, if you were in the room listening to it, feeling the vibration of the whole...
Flying the flag.
Feel the bass, it'd be... You know, even more impressive. They do look like Vikings, though. I feel like they are going for the Vikings.
Or wildlings. They've gone a bit Game of Thrones.
Very true. Good point there. Okay, we will be talking to Dominic Sandbrook in a few moments in a piece we did actually a few hours ago, actually, about the recently released book Crown from the Crowd. And then we're back with Andy Cresswell, who was in a band called The Corgis. People Royal Connection going there. But he's opened up a whole new world now with DLT. Not BLT, DLT. DLM, I should say. DLT is a completely different line of things. To take us around to those little segments, should we bowl in Bulgaria? Because, again, they did actually sort of qualify yesterday. It's a band called Equinox and Bones. We want another sort of upbeat number. Or would you like to actually go for a more kind of easygoing aspect? I mean, would you like Croatia's Crazy with Franca?
I don't know.
A matter of time.
Surprise me.
Let's go, Senek. This didn't make it. Belgium didn't get through. But apropos of our Belgium correspondents, who again will probably be just hiding in a darkened room today because Belgium have not qualified for the final of the Eurovision Song Contest. This was their entry. Senek, who apparently works for a well-known designer store which ends in A and stands in I and begins in I. And has like a K and an E involved with that. And this was her big chance, and she didn't even get through to the final. She tried so hard, but Senek, not this time.
Sometimes it feels like it's meant to be broken. Sometimes we long for the unspoken. We try to avoid every commotion by showing hardly any emotion. Sometimes it